Usually, John Brummett, political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, sits down with Roby Brock for a conversation on late Monday for our Tuesday Ozarks at Large edition. This week's schedule is forced to change, and because of that, John and Roby had some time to absorb the press conference with Presidents Trump and Putin. Keep in mind that even though they delayed their weekly conversation by about 24 hours, it still came before yesterday's press opportunity with the president, when President Trump said he meant to say wouldn't and not would during that press conference. Roby, who is with our partner Talk Business and Politics, began this week's discussion by asking John Brummett to imagine he was a supporter of the president's approach to that Helsinki press conference.
Well, Roby, you just don't understand. He went over there and he gave the European nations what for. It's a new day. You've been taking advantage of our country. You haven't been paying your fair share. You've been leaning on us, and the ride is over. He stood up to Merkel. He stood up to Theresa May. He stood up to every one of them in behalf of America, don't you see? That's what he did. Now, he stood up to them from a distance, and then when he met with them individually, he retreated because he essentially is a wimp or coward. But that's me talking. I fell out of character. As the Trumps, forgive me, I can't help but enter some truth and truthful analysis.
I'm going to give you a chance to be John Brummett, yeah. Dude.
And then I'll tell you what a Trump supporter said to me last night, and I sitting on the deck of the Little Rock Racquet Club, sipping a beer. He said, "Well, you guys," because all of us were aghast, as much of America as over the performance of Trump. He said, "You don't know what they said in private." He was believing, choosing to believe, that this was all public performance, that in private, our guy slapped Vladimir around pretty good. I think that's probably what a lot of them are holding to.
All right. So is an
May I get out of character now? Because I'm not comfortable in that position.
So let's say you are an opponent of the president's. What were the lowlights of this trip?
Just the truth of what I just said. It's hard not to be hyperbolic, you know, and to be extremely alarmist. But it is factual to say that the most important alliance to the free world since World War II, NATO, the progressive Western democracies, that alliance, which has been vital to us and to our friends and to the world, and basically in promoting democracy and progress and good, that he blew that up, that he harmed it, that he showed disrespect for it, and then hightailed it to Helsinki and seemed to be reaching out to make a bilateral alliance with our historic enemy and NATO's historic enemy and still NATO's enemy. The low light may be that we have a president who, whether he knows what he's doing or not, and I think he doesn't, is in the process of rewriting American foreign policy and world alliance in a way that abandons our decent friends and reaches out almost pitiably to our traditional brutal autocratic enemy. That's all.
And do we ultimately find out, do you think, through the special investigator's probe, the reason for that?
I could be completely wrong, but I have said from the beginning, and I continue to say, and this is just if I have any powers of observation and analysis, they'll be borne out here. I listened last night in the background while I was writing. Well, there's got to be some material reason that Trump behaves this way. They've got something on him, or he's beholden to the oligarchs or something. I still don't see that. I don't think he's smart enough to collude. I don't think you collude, which means to conspire, to scheme, and get up at a rally and say, "Hey, Russia, would you please go find these emails?" I think that shows that he's naive, stupid, uninformed, silly, pitiful, has no idea what he is saying. And I think his performance yesterday was not, I'm not convinced, and it'll all come out, I'm not convinced it has to do with any financial obligation or duress. I think what's going on here is this: every day that this Russian issue develops and more indictments are made, which tightens the knot against him, or he sees it as an attack on his magnificence. That it, I didn't really get elected. They're saying I didn't earn this election. They're saying I'm a preposterous second-place president. They're saying the Russians elected me. I elected me. It's his ego is the main thing. Second is his essential, when you get right down to it, forgive my candor, wimpiness, because he has a history of tweeting most incendiary, hateful, attacking things against everybody, or giving an interview from a remote location and criticizing Merkel or May, or getting up at a rally with a bunch of supporters in Montana or West Virginia and saying all sorts of powerfully combative things. But then when he's confronted with people individually, he invariably is conflict averse, confrontational averse. I think that's what all this is. Mm-hmm. I think he really likes Putin. He seeks his approval. Got kind of a man crush on him. And I think that he wants this strong man whose style he kind of respects to respect him. And I think Putin is playing him like one of the cheapest fiddles I've ever seen.
By the end of this week,
yes,
are we still talking about the Trump-Putin Helsinki meeting, or are we on to a new controversy?
It is difficult. Well, there's not... Gosh, Robbie, I don't know, because we'll still be talking about it because it was a seminal moment in modern American history. I mean, it simply is. What likely is to happen is that what usually happens in situations like this, the conservatives and the Republicans are going to figure out a way to respond to it. And they will need by the weekend to have come up with something, and it'll be a talking point, and we'll just be inundated with whatever it is. It may be some variation on, this is Obama's fault. Obama did it. And they may come up with something that 33% of the American people will buy. So I think we'll still be talking about it to that extent. The pattern with Trump is that whatever we're talking about today, you better talk about it quickly because there'll be something else tomorrow. This one, and maybe I'm going to be proven wrong, this one is bigger. Romney, he stood up in front of the world and gave up America to ally himself with Vladimir Putin. That's what he did. And there's no way to sugarcoat that as anything less than a disgraceful moment.
Which is how many described it. We'll see what kind of descriptions we get in the Facebook comments from this post. I'm sure they'll be colorful
on this,
all sides of I think I just
managed to explode the website.
John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and his columns also appear at ArkansasOnline.com. He talked with Roby Brock with our partner Talk Business and Politics. There is more from their conversation, including a breakdown of the race for Little Rock mayor at TalkBusiness.net.